We really could harmonize. Poop
and
pee.
Poop and pee. Poop
and pee. Fantasy boys in harmony.
Yep. Honestly, that was cool as fuck. Like it. Yeah. It was very harmonious.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your boys. Ooh.
Why do you do that?
Because
you have to now.
Yeah. Now I have to. I've been doing it for the past like 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Have we started?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Poop and pee. Poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee. Poop and pee.
Yeah, we don't have the intro this week just because we're kind of half-assing this right now.
RDP's a little lit up.
A little lit up tonight.
Just like Buck Cherry. Mm.
Just like we're... I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Oh, she's pooping and peeing. Put your poops and pees on the top of it.
There was another Buck Cherry song. Oh, you know, it was that. Hey, you're a crazy bitch.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, that's I like the original Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm out. Up again.
They were on the radio show one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you kiss him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course I did.
The lead singer looks like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like probably what Scott Weiland looks like now.
A bleached skeleton.
Yeah.
Fucking, no, we were talking about, Squire and I were talking about Stone Temple Pilots at the bar and how nobody likes Stone Temple Pilots. They get, like, brushed off into the dustbin of grunge history. And they have a bunch of good fucking songs.
They have a ton of great songs. I love Stone Temple Pilots.
He's good. I never really got really into them.
Scott Weiland's a douchebag. Like, yeah. Nobody likes Scott Weiland, and that's
I like Velvet Revolver more.
I love Velvet Revolver.
One of the first CDs that my brother had that, like, I would just steal and listen to a bunch was Purple by STP.
Yeah.
So I had that album memorized, so I was always a big STP fan. Fan because of that one album.
Yeah.
And then I got Core and, like, it's like I'm always, I'm like, God, these are, but I didn't know anything about the band or like Scott Weiland being a douchebag or anything like that. I was just there for the music, man.
I mean, you have to figure that like everybody who gets to that level of fame that like STP was, right, is probably that big of a douchebag, but only Scott Weiland is mentioned as being like an awful person. So you have to be that like,
well, because he took it that much further. Like, he went so much further down. I mean...
But they were all doing drugs. It's not like he was the only one that
right,
was
but he's
doing
drugs, but he was also probably a shitty person even when he wasn't doing drugs. Like, he was just a nightmare human being to deal with. And it's, John Mulaney, have you guys watched John Mulaney's new...
No,
...special on Netflix? It's fucking great. And he talks about, like, people were like, oh, Mick Jagger was on the show? Was he nice? No! It's like 1930s paperboy voice. He's like, because he's Mick Jagger, so maybe he's nice for his version of being a human being, but he doesn't like walk into a room and be like, hey, knock knock, can I borrow a laptop charger? Like, he's got that. He just goes, not funny! Funny! Like, it's fucking great. He's a great bit. And that's, but like, yeah, like, that's a guy that has been worshipped for 50 years.
Absolutely.
By thousands and thousands of people on a, like, regular basis. So, like, he's not gonna, and he got there by being a bodacious asshole.
I mean, like.
Bodacious asshole.
Yes.
I like that.
That's a guy that, like, fucked so many women. That he was like,
and
finally,
dudes.
But he was like, finally, like, ah, whatever. How about David Bowie's asshole? Let's see how this fucking tastes.
I'm sure he fucked hundreds of dudes.
He's had sex with more dudes than all three of us combined have had sex with women.
Most likely, yeah.
And then he probably had sex with more women than like everybody like in the greater Cleveland area combined. Like,
he's had sex with thousands of women.
Yeah,
I would
like so many women.
Yeah, I mean, like they would get bored after a while. You know what I mean? Like you just have to fucking. Of course, you would fucking
Jesus.
Suck a cock after a while. It's like I don't fucking who gives a shit.
You got to date big bodybuilder chicks and like wrestlers, and you gotta battle them for the sex. That's how you get over.
How do you feel about bodybuilder women? Would you have sex with one?
I like a
depends on the level, because like there's plenty of girls that I follow on Instagram that like have visible muscles and like amazing bodies and faces, and like I'm super into that.
I like a big clit. All
right. But like those, the, like the women that like have very, very clearly been taking anabolic steroids.
Sure, with the big clits. Just,
like eating a bunch of protein and squatting. Like the big clitted ladies? Nah, I'm not.
Oh, whatsoever. Get the fuck out of here, Brian. Shut the fuck up. Wait a minute. I really like anabolic steroid, but like not big clits. All of those.
I just said I didn't like the anabolic steroids.
He doesn't like that one.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, he doesn't like any of that. He's being consistent in his opinion.
Listen.
Here's the thing. Like, you wouldn't do it just for the story? First of all, I would love.
Oh, absolutely. You know how many people that I fucked for just the story?
There were a lot of iterations before it came out.
I do not want to sport fuck a bodybuilder. No, thank you.
I do.
Oh, especially please.
If they have a clit like a joystick. Absolutely. And for once, I feel like I like
a dick. You want a dick?
Like an Atari?
Not, it's not a dick.
Like
you
an want Atari a dick that doesn't set? Flop? No, that's all it is. Dick that doesn't flop. It's like a glued down dick. No. Is what those clits are.
That's it's a cunt thumb.
That's
what
a cunt thumb. I don't think I'd go down on her, but I would like.
Oh please!
Get her.
That's the whole fucking.
What, yeah. What's the point of having the big?
Exactly.
Clit?
Because it like because I just fucking whack them over. Did you come yet?
Smacking around like a speed bag.
Yeah. Just like a drum roll.
There's a Jim Norton joke where he's like, I like a lady with a like a meaty pussy. He's like, I like a lady with a pussy that looks like a basset hound wearing a miner's helmet.
And a clit so big you can see it through snow pants.
I don't know. Fucking ladies, all of your pussies are fucking beautiful. So we're not judging equality here on Fantasy Boys. I like a meaty pussy.
I am actually, I am down with that. I just don't want the giant steroid enhanced clip.
I'll do it once for the story.
I've been with plenty of different like.
You think it's like sinewy, like
like Iggy Pop?
you
got that Iggy Pop clip. Like
but it's probably just like it, or like I feel like a giant pimple because it's just blood. Like filling it up? I don't know. I'm kind of talking myself out of it.
A dick. A dick. Yeah. Is what we're talking about. Yeah. Like a dick. Like a glued down dick.
A glued down.
But I've been with a lot of different styles of pussy, and like I've enjoyed all of them. Mm-hmm. Meaty. All not of meaty.
Them.
That's really the only two types.
I'm the pussies are all good. It's how they can move their hips that's way more important. Because there's some girls that are real stiff hipped. And, like, they just can't really get anything going with it.
They're on top or whatever?
Yeah, they're on top. Yeah, because that's why I'm a very lazy sexual partner. I like a girl to just lay on top. And
I'm very much the opposite. When a girl's on top, I'll grab and start thrusting from the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look at too. You and your effort. I mean, I'm definitely, like, thrusting and doing something, but, like, I like that feeling. That's why I like little girls too, because then I can just kind of
you should clarify.
I like small women.
Yes.
Slight. I like spinners. I like spinners because then I can do like basically get in there the way I want, because I can just hold them up or like put them go deeper, whatever I want. Like, and sure, just kind of like shake them around like like a human pocket Polaroid pussy.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. I mean, whatever.
It's been like 2 months since I've had sex. It's weird. It's like that's the longest it's ever been.
Go
for
fuck
me.
Yourself.
Ever?
Go fuck
since
yourself.
Since 2 months?
No, since I started having sex regularly. So I started having sex regularly with my ex-wife.
Sure.
And we were pretty good. Like, sex was never that big
when
of a problem.
When did you get divorced? Like 2014?
15, yeah.
Okay.
And so then I just like did real good up until this past breakup, and then that time this has just been like I could have had sex the other night probably, but I didn't even like try and kiss the girl because I was just not even into it. like, she was cool to hang out with, but I was just like,
yeah.
I turned this corner around and I'm like, it's not love though. So what's the point?
Oh man, you're twisty as shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, fuck that. Fuck? I'm good for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm with you, buddy.
Nah, you guys are fucking like, again.
You're the married one.
Listen, yes, yeah, I know.
You asshole.
Listen, I'm not fucking. I'm just saying hypothetically.
It doesn't have to be love, but like, we are all too old to just be slamming any strange pussy that we can get our hands on.
If I were not married, like.
But you've been in a relationship for a long time, so you've got an itch that you feel like you need to scratch.
And no, I'm telling you, it's not even that. My fucking. So, my dad, this is a true story. My dad, the only sex advice he ever gave me, I believe I've said it on the show before, but he literally told me, he's like, you're dating this girl. I was like 14. So you're dating this girl, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, the only bad pussy is pussy you don't get. And that was it. And then he just kept driving his truck.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Where's my Mormon dad?
That really resonated.
So if I find the right woman, we could get sealed in the Holy Temple and eventually own our own planet. We had different kinds of dads.
My dad was always just like, are you ready to have a kid? Then you better be careful. That was always...
That seems like the probably the best... That, it seems like you probably had the best dad.
It's real, but like, here's the thing. It's real easy to not get a girl pregnant.
It is, and I don't know why people do it. I don't know. So
yeah, either do I. I have no idea.
I mean, I know several people who took precautions and still it happened. I mean... I don't know. I just
they like could not time it.
Of those people that took the precautions, how many were duped?
Oh yeah.
How many were like the condom people broke?
In relationships where they weren't trying, like where there was mistakes, where it was broken condoms, where it was the pill, where it's just like the pill's not 100%.
Yeah,
it's never 100%, and just like, and that little 1 or 0.9% or whatever it is. Of a chance, it went right on through. All right. And then if it's somebody you don't really know, and if especially somebody you can't stand as a person, if they do keep a baby, then you are just linked to that person.
Yeah, that's miserable.
For the me, my wife,
I'm lucky to not have to worry about that.
Whoa, shit.
Smooth?
Yeah. No, I was just sneezing. My wife is on the pill, but like, you fucking just don't come in. Like, you don't have to fucking cream pie everybody. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's fun too, though.
It's not that fun. It's not that fun.
No, I prefer that.
I don't, but like, it's not, it's like a different sensation, but it's not like fucking.
It's a good sensation. It just feels so
wonderful. Pre-cum can get somebody pregnant.
You can't.
That's very hard to do, though.
But it's a possibility.
If it is a possibility, yes.
Again, there's like a 3-month door.
That is so violent.
It was. There's like a three-day door where you can get somebody pregnant. And outside of that, you can't.
But that's when they want to have sex the most.
So that's 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have sex, then that can happen. So, yeah, you can.
Buddy,
I'm saying there's people do it, and it does happen. But what I'm wondering, though, are there girls that wanted to get pregnant that we're lying
that's possible,
about.
But how do you know if that girl right? is that girl, you know? Yeah,
that's something that I was kind of nervous about in one relationship that I was in,
mm-hmm.
because she told me that she had an IUD, and I was just inside of her, just blowing loads all in there. And luckily it was what I thought it was, and it was okay. Never got her pregnant. Cause,
yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, That's a good place to be in, where you're in a relationship and you're having safe sex because she's got the IUD, but you don't have to wear condoms and no one's having a problem.
That was my father's advice, and that's something that always did stick with me. And then the other thing is, well, look at the fucking world we live in now. Look at what people do, like, things can be misconstrued, things can be...
Oh, yeah.
It is an intense place to just be living and hooking up, like...
And that's another reason why...
Learn if somebody's fucking nuts or not before you start
and just
fucking them, period.
And just from, like, the last time I was single to this time being single, the world's a much different place.
Much different place.
So,
I'm
not into the casual sex right now. I'm just not. I did go and buy condoms, but I didn't even like just because I didn't know if it was gonna happen or not happen.
Yeah.
But I had them, and I think, you know, I wanted to be prepared.
I'm real hot, so girls always want to fuck me. So it doesn't matter.
You do have a sexual energy about you that girls do really enjoy.
I don't understand. I don't.
Because you're the only one here that I feel like could get a girl to have sex with them without them knowing about like the comedy that, like, your comedy actually works.
No, I know it works against me. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Whereas like
if I was just a civilian, like, yeah, it'd be fucking great.
If I'm talking to a girl and she doesn't know what I do or what I like, I'm just a goofy chubby dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But then they see me do comedy or hear me on the radio and they go, "Oh, he's intriguing.
Yeah.
Look at the way he's worked so hard."
Yeah, comedy works against me. Like, I
my girlfriend did not see me do comedy or see any clips before we started dating and then fucking.
That's impressive. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I think that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. This isn't fucking, a secret or anything. So, Brassfield, friend of the show, James O. Brassfield, Teach These Devils, right? Mm-hmm. We were at the bar the other day, and there was a quite an attractive lady over, like, at the other end of the thing or whatever. And I was like,
over
hey.
Over yonder?
Yeah, I was like, $10. I'm not going to say anything, right? I'm just going to sit here, and I guarantee you that she'll sit next to me and start a conversation with me. And he was like, deal. And I did not fucking say anything. And I fucking won that bet. And it was fucking great.
Were you like staring at her?
No.
No?
I didn't do shit. She's kidding. No, I'm just telling you. Like, I just fucking... It's like Kramer from fucking Seinfeld.
You
like,
just
I
got just that.
Fucking the...
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. The, what's it called? The Kavorka.
Ah, the Kavorka, yeah. Yes, that's what you have. And it's not... Like... I feel like I see girls looking at me, but they're
not
trying to figure out if they've seen me before, and that it's more like, do I recognize that guy? It's not like, oh.
Maybe they can just tell that you're emotionally unavailable and have a big hog.
Maybe.
People looking for casual sex, like, those are their two favorite things.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, not that I fucking ever follow through with anything or whatever.
Yeah, but, no, like, but it's still like,
yeah, it's still like
it's
a good
impressive.
Ego boost.
It feels nice.
Like, it's a good party trick to fucking pull with a bunch of fucking dudes. Like, I fucking guarantee you that fucking, I don't know. As if people couldn't dislike me anymore. I feel like that. No. I'm leaning into like the fucking villain.
The
thing,
heel.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
as
absolutely.
You should. As you should, because that's. Who you are, so
yeah,
why try
that shit?
Yeah, yeah, don't. But I'm not really like I'm a good guy. Like,
yeah,
you guys...
And that's the thing is it's not that you are a bad person. It's that you are, just kind of a outside the box personality.
Right. But like,
you have super hard opinions on very divisive things, and you're outspoken about them.
That's true.
But you also read and know shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like,
I'm not like talking out of my ass. Yeah,
right.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It still makes people go one way or the other.
But like the people, and like, listen, like
you're smarter than you are charismatic.
Plus, you enjoy crossing lines.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But like
extremes.
Yeah. But like the people that like me, like fucking, like I can send like. 24 autistic fucking white dudes right now.
You could, if you wanted to go alt right, like if you wanted to
yeah,
go alt right,
oh no, I know.
You could have an army of unbearable.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Were they incels?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I could like, I could,
yeah, you'd be their god.
Yes,
yeah.
I could fucking command an army of incels right now to fucking like kill a congressman. But. Yeah, I mean, like, I think I'm gonna lean into this shit, and, yeah, whatever.
Fucking Alex Jones it. Just totally act like you're fucking something else. Donald Trump it.
Sure.
Just go alt-right, even though you don't believe in any of it.
Yeah, because I don't think any of them really...
Even people will dig up you saying totally opposite things, and you can just shrug it off. It's exactly what the president
like, yeah,
it's
because
done.
That was before my eyes were open.
Yeah.
True.
You gotta work on your gruff voice, though. And also, you can't have the sniffies. you can't be a dominant male leader if you have the sniffies.
Right now, your hair looks like Kyle's cousin from South Park.
I'm back! My ears.
It gets real fluffy.
I'm big! Oh my god! Yeah, what's the guy's name?
What was his name?
I haven't watched South Park in a very long time. Was it also Kyle?
See, I was thinking the same thing. Maybe it was, yeah. I don't know. We're looking it up.
I'm going to find it.
All right. Yep, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Kyle Schwartz.
Oh my god. Let's see if this fucking plays on the fucking goddamn thing.
I don't want it to crash. No, don't do that.
No, I won't crash it.
I don't think it'll play through because it's not hooked up to the board.
It might.
You can try it. Boy, that Cavs game was fucking garbage.
Yes, it was. Ugh. Very much so.
LeBron James had 15 points. They made them look horrible. And on top of that, when you're not hitting any open shots, it was just embarrassing.
I mean, there was a lot of open shots that were just not any, like, just breaking hard.
It did play it?
Yeah. Hmm? Well, it'll play it, but did it record it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Yes, the Cavs sucked.
All the butts.
What did they score? 83 points?
Yep.
And so I was driving back from a diner or whatever from Mother's Day, like a Mother's Day thing or whatever. And I heard the whole first quarter on the radio. And they just kept... They went on a 25-2 run.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously you're going to fucking lose after that. Jordan Clarkson, retire, bitch. Rodney Hood, retire, bitch.
Rodney Hood. We haven't... at least I haven't been on this show since he did that nonsense about fucking... Have we recorded since he decided not to go in the game?
That was last week.
Bitch, who do you think you are?
Exactly.
In there. Fucking prove yourself. You've been playing absolute shit.
Yeah, get some shots up and get some confidence back.
Larry Nance fucking, played in garbage time in game four
good.
9 points in fucking 5 minutes and two blocks.
Why is Larry Nance four zero time?
I don't understand.
Ty Lue.
When they're talking about, they tried to say a couple times that Ty Lue is a good coach, and I'm like, no, he's not.
They really were trying to pump him up. Go fuck yourselves. Yeah,
he's not a good coach. He doesn't know how to maximize his players' talent. He doesn't know how to, LeBron is more of a coach because he has to be. And, they were doing better when he was out. It was a better rotation. There was more trust. There was more play calls. And it's just none of that with Ty Lue.
Mm-hmm.
When we play today and the offense is set the weakest pick, there's no ball movement at all other than trying to why do they play like that instead of the way that they play when they're blowing teams out?
I have no idea.
I really don't know why they get away from that at all. I don't understand.
When they're moving the ball and just cutting and they're a really good offensive team, but when it's that set the high pick and roll with LeBron, it doesn't work. It doesn't work against a team that's as good as Boston. They're going to shut it down.
I don't understand why Boston is that good. They should not be fucking
because and you saw it today.
30 points.
There was several plays where Boston we came out of the gates and were kind of hustling.
But
Boston those hustle plays make a big difference. Just getting your hands up on defense. Deflecting passes. They did that a fuck ton of times today. Brian mentioned it.
They
hit their shots, man.
And they hit their shots. But they're engaged on both sides the entire game. And what makes Brad Stevens a wizard is he's able to get all these guys to put their ego aside and say, and that's why Pop was so good as a coach, is because they're able to get guys to put their egos aside and say, do you want to play? Do you want to be a star or do you want to win? Because guess what? If you win, you're going to be a fucking star. You're going to be a name. If there's teams like Golden State out there where you know every starting player. Like, I don't watch any of their games. I know everybody on their team because they're all fucking all-stars.
He used the 2010 Dwayne Casey strategy against LeBron, which is Brad Stevens today. You clog up the middle and you force LeBron to play on the perimeter.
Yeah.
And he wasn't hitting shots. And nobody was hitting shots. And that's what we've been talking about this whole fucking season is they go cold as a team.
Yeah. Absolutely. They, on Deadspin a couple of weeks ago when they were playing, Boston was playing Philadelphia, right? Ben Simmons had that 1-point game.
Right.
And basically his whole strategy was they got large. Like,
yeah.
AKA they just like fucking spread their hands out like a bear.
Yeah.
Like fucking trying to fucking defend a bear.
And then that's just
exactly
and it how it cuts off the passing lanes. It cuts off the angles. And it then you're making a guy like Ben Simmons, who is not a good jump shooter, have to beat you that way. And right. LeBron, if he's not making shots,
he's not a good jump shooter.
Then it fucks up everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody else is stepping up. I mean, like, Kevin Love had, what, like 15.17?
17, he did, 17, but, yeah. Like, they missed. I mean, what were they? 4 for fucking 30 from three?
Yeah, they were terrible. They're just real bad.
And I don't understand why they were taking so many threes, like, getting into the paint.
Right.
Like, you're fucking.
Well, they fall in love with this style of play when they. Like, George Hill, he can take someone off the dribble. That's what they were talking about during the game was Rodney Hood and Clarkson can take someone off the dribble. But they're so inconsistent with it. Like, George Hill is pretty consistent with it, and he can pass out of it. Hood and Clarkson, if they go to the hoop, they do not pass it.
This is true. Clarkson is under the impression that he should LeBron the ball 100% full ISO ball.
Yeah, ISO.
Get the ball
ISO.
Inbounded to you. Bring the ball down. Zero passes. Run down the fucking clock.
Yeah.
And then make a move.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Right. What the fuck
It'd
is this?
Fine if
also,
hit them.
They shot 36% today from the field.
From the field.
And 15.4% from three.
Awful. Yeah. Yeah. Awful.
That was bad.
I mean, they're not gonna. They can only go up. Same thing with like fucking.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not panicking because they'd have to beat him four times, and LeBron.
They're gonna win the next.
But that's the thing too. Is it better to lose to this Celtics team and then watch the Celtics go and get their fucking assholes broken open by the Wizard or the Warriors?
Gotta make the finals.
I think the Warriors are about to.
Anything can happen. I know they're gonna lose, but like anything could happen.
I don't even think the Rockets are gonna put up much of a fight.
I think it's a five-game series.
Yeah,
I agree.
The Rockets have been highly overrated. They're just a good regular season team.
Absolutely.
Boston and Toronto do the same thing.
Rockets will win the second game in Houston. The Warriors will win the first game, and then it's all Warriors from there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, it's unfair how good the Warriors are. Like, that fucking.
It's to a point where I don't even look at them as, like, a rival because they're just so. Like, it's.
But just
like, it's depressing in a way because they're so fucking good.
But just think about, like, that lineup, like, the death lineup or whatever that they have against the Cavs. It's, like, fucking Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. Like, there's nobody, like, at the very best, three people can maybe defend of those five guys. And you're still going to fucking have two guys open.
That's a lineup.
Whatever the fuck they want.
That's a lineup that's so good. If any of those guys were on the Cavs, they'd be the second best player
Absolutely.
On the team.
Absolutely.
Like even Andre Iguodala, like he would be more consistent.
For sure.
If they didn't get Durant, I still think you could absolutely fucking. Continue.
I do.
Right,
I do as well. But like Durant,
but Durant
like,
is a game changer.
He's the second best player in
the
fucking NBA.
We had to
man.
Do something fucking miraculous.
And if they somehow do
with
it
with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
To beat them in 2016. Yeah. What we did was miraculous.
It was cool.
And
it was cool as fuck.
It was, in my opinion, the most satisfying championship any fan base has ever experienced.
Sure, absolutely. And down 3-1, of course.
Down 3-1 versus the team that just broke the fucking wins record in a season. And on top of that, had the first ever consensus MVP.
For sure.
All of that. And then you go in there and you fucking come back, first team to ever come back down 3-1.
Absolutely.
And to win in a place where their win percentage, like at the Oracle, it has been insane for years.
Yeah, like they're
winning there is so hard.
The Cavs won, I think, as many games there as they had lost all season, during the regular season. Like they only lost like 4 games at home during the regular season, and the Cavs beat them 4 times.
Wow, that was great.
That's insane.
And like, to come back,
everybody
win that, and then for you to then go and add the second best player in the fucking world to your roster after that.
No, fuck you.
God damn it.
Oh, absolutely. And even then, like, if Kyle Korver's fucking shot would have fucking landed in game 3 of that series last year, it would have been 2-2. Mm-hmm. And, like, fucking, you probably could have fucking made it a series.
Yeah, at least it would have been a 6-game series. That would have been nice. But
you need a second guy that can go off for 40-plus sometimes.
Yeah. And we have
do not have that.
Nothing like that. Because even when Kevin Love is, he's so bumbly. Like,
they do fucking call him, like, I don't understand some of the non-foul calls that he gets.
I agree.
That's true. I think he is just that big of a dick. I think he's pretty hated.
Oh, everybody hates him for some reason.
And as I understand it, like, from, I got a buddy that is kind of high up in, like, the Quicken Loans arena organization. Sure. Like, working for the Cavs and for all of the different events that happen at the arena, he's pretty high up. And he's like, Kevin Love's the biggest dick out of everybody, and LeBron's not too far behind. He said that, like, autistic kids and, like, mentally challenged kids will come down to the floor and, like, they'll just walk right by them.
I mean, like, Kevin Love seems a little bit autistic himself, to be honest with you. I mean, whatever. I don't know.
Good for Kevin Love not being the fat dorky slob he used to be, and now being a model.
I mean, his
old Kevin Love,
his hairline, hairline ain't looking fucking like all. I don't know how much
longer he's gonna be a model. He just looks like a distinguished man now.
Yeah, he can make it work.
He's aging pretty damn well.
But if
he's younger than fucking me,
I know, but still.
Do you think Kevin Love is more handsome than me?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck you guys.
By a bunch.
What?
Like, it's not even close.
Like if we got 2,000 people in here and asked them who was better looking.
No fucking way.
Like, maybe one.
But not a fucking chance.
A weird thing.
He has a fucking receding hairline. Fuck that.
It's not that.
It's not that bad. Also, peaky. Go fuck yourself for knocking receding hairlines.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
And again, a receding hairline isn't that big of a deal to a lady, like, because of everything else he's got going on.
If you still got thick hair, but it's just receding, you're fine.
No.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Obviously, it's not that big of an issue. Every single female in the Cleveland area is obsessed with Kevin Love.
Why? He's not. Is Kevin Love hot?
Yeah, he seems like.
Oh, get the fuck out of here! Is Kevin Love hotter than me?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, all right. No, you look to the left though. Like she was totally lying there.
Super hot, Kevin Love. Like, you know.
Is Kevin Love's hairline better than mine?
I don't know. I haven't looked at Kevin Love that closely, Ryan, like you guys have.
Alright. I don't know if the mics picked that up, but she said she didn't look at Kevin Love as closely.
That you think that you two could even be, like, fairly compared.
We can do a poll on the fantasy.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We should absolutely. And make sure that people know that it is not a joke.
Yeah. No, it's not a joke. I'm much hotter than Kevin Love. Fuck you.
All right, what picture of you should I...
He is a Banana Republic model.
I could fucking Banana Republic model.
banana hammock model.
Fuck that. No. Fucking use my Twitter picture. Like, that's a good fucking picture of me. Fucking, I'm better looking than goddamn Kevin Love. Fantasy boyfriends. Hey, 30 dudes that listen to this podcast. You know you want to fucking vote for me, right? Because for some reason you're still listening. So they're in love with all of us.
I'm going to go for Facebook because then I can...
All forms of social media.
skate. You don't have a good. What's your profile picture on?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
It's
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's just the fucking
Party All the Run.
Party All the Run at Party All the Run.
My girl likes to party all the run. All right, got that one, and then I'm gonna find a Kevin Love, and I'm gonna do a poll.
Get him modeling Banana Republic.
No, you should get him a fucking bunk hairline like he fucking has now.
I could honestly.
I really don't think his hairline's that bad.
It's bad. I just saw it today, motherfucker.
I think I could get.
I mean, I watched the game too. We're looking up Kevin Love hairline now too. Also, I showed at least 15 people Lenny Kravitz's dick last night.
That's a fantasy. Serious,
not in like a hyperbole number by 15 people.
No, good, because that's the funniest. That's like a fantasy boy classic.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Lenny Kravitz's dick.
Oh yeah,
the funniest thing in the world. Oh my goodness.
I mean, like that looks fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
But is that from this year? Get him all sweaty. Get him all sweaty.
That's different. Get you all sweaty. He's probably not nearly as well put together looking.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Ryan, are you better looking than this fucking dude right here?
Right. It's not fair that you're fucking comparing me with ESPN The Body fucking issue.
Well, you're comparing yourself to a guy that was put in the ESPN The Body issue.
Yeah, but I'm still fucking better looking than him. According to my wife. Wait, no. She told me that I wasn't, right? Yeah. I don't remember.
If I show her that picture, you know what
2018.
Had. He probably has a fucking...
The hairline's not so bad.
All right, it's not so bad.
He's it's a handsome so bad. Guy. He's a far better looking guy than
he is know. Not a far better looking guy
exponentially
than that is not
it's
true.
Amazing that you two see, are the same species.
Oh, no.
You are...
I am wonderful looking.
You are a very, I'm sure, attractive man, but he is... Like,
you're Lakewood Cleveland dive hot. Bar handsome.
Yes, you are Lakewood dive bar handsome. He's Kevin fucking Love.
Yeah.
Listen, if I could, I can, the two of us can also score 6 points in an NBA game. Fuck you, Kevin Love, you fucking, I'm gonna run up to Kevin Love and go, boo!
He was our leading scorer then, today.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still gonna like fucking scare him. And then he's gonna fucking retreat into his fucking shell like a fucking anxiety riddled fuck that he is. Fuck you.
You're gonna go boo and he's gonna retreat into his shell.
Yeah. Because he.
Airtight play.
Kevin Love, you suck. Oh no. I'm sorry. I'm gonna fucking score some.
I'm gonna give
points.
You an even better picture than that one because I want you to have a chance.
Oh, are you doing... Wait a minute. Are you really doing this on Facebook? Boyfriends. Make sure you...
It's going to be on my Instagram.
All right, cool. I am better looking than Kevin Love. Fuck that noise.
Nobody thinks that.
That is not true. I guarantee you. Guarantee.
I bet you $30.
$30.
Right. You're going to win this poll?
I'm not going to win the poll. No, I'm That's realistic. No, but like some people will vote for me.
All right, so we're doing Fantasy Boys Podcast right now.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't weed out who's doing that ironically because all of them will be doing it ironically. If you asked anybody to honestly answer.
Yeah. All right, let me get this video.
No, because he's fucking 7 foot tall.
First of all, Ryan DePerna. Look at him. I'm getting a good...
No.
Like, he thinks that he is more attractive than Kevin Love.
I am 100%
outright.
Outright.
More attractive. No joking whatsoever.
So I'm going to do a poll. You tell me who's... better. About to do a poll. You tell me who's more attractive than Ryan DePerna or Kevin Love.
Or Kevin Love. No. It's me. The point is, I don't know. I don't know, boys. I'm a little bit lit up. I'm not gonna lie.
Again.
In yes and more. Buck Cherry. Remember Buck Cherry?
I forgot my present for the RDP Studios again.
Oh, yeah. What was it? You fucking texted me and then you fucking wouldn't enlighten me what it
I'll
was.
I'll bring it next time. All I'm right. not telling you what it is.
Is it cool?
Don't get your hopes super up, but it's cool.
Oh, I'm fucking...
It's a solid contribution to RDP Studios.
I'm like JoJo, the happy Indian circus boy with a pretty new pet.
It's not happy Indian, it's the idiot circus boy.
Oh, no, I thought it said
happy Indian circus boy.
I don't know.
All right, the poll is live.
I'm going to fucking laugh so hard when it backfires into
guys. And you winning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be great. Anyways, Brian and I went to a fucking Indians game a couple weeks ago and then heckled Scott Brosius for fucking several innings.
Those people in front of us were hysterical.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh my God, they were so funny. It was a big group of them. We went down and sat with his buddies who bought nice seats right down the
third baseline. Yeah.
So we go and we sit in right field with some of my like high school buddies and their wives and fiancés and whatever. And then we go sit with his buddies and Scott Brosius.
Remember from the Yankees? Right, he was a third baseman?
He was coaching third base for the Mariners. So he just starts going, Scott Brosius. And then the people in front of us keep going, get in the box! And I didn't understand it at all, but what they were doing is they were really continuously the whole game yelling at him too. You know that pitted box that the base coaches are supposed to stand in and never do?
Yeah.
They were sticklers for that fucking rule and it was amazing.
That's great.
I love it. Relentless. It was fucking
that's
funny.
The best kind of heckling because there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
You are encouraging that person to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Which they should respect. They respect the game. They respect that rule.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not using any swear words. That's great heckling.
Oh yeah, I always like to read off their
the stat.
Base brawl. Yeah.
Did you ever see that video where it's we're talking to some dude in the
no, it was a bullpen.
It was the bullpen. Yeah, and Ryan's just reading his Wikipedia and he's like stretching out. And so Ryan gets done with his Wikipedia, and I go. And he now teaches yoga in the bullpen. And he looks up and he goes, that was funny. I got all of it.
One girl kept screaming, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's a good one.
I was like, hey, Scott Brosius. Statistically speaking, in 2018, when we recognize advanced stats, you happen to be a very good third baseman historically. But anyways, you suck.
The people in front of us would look back and they go, yeah!
As of right now, the votes are 3-0 for Kevin Love.
Oh, fuck that noise! Fuck that noise! Horse shit!
Live results.
Yeah. See, 100% Kevin Love. That was a stupid.
All right, I'm just gonna show my dong the next time.
That's cheating.
Yeah,
I bet you if we show Kevin Love's dong,
yeah,
he'd probably lose that one.
I don't think so.
He's 7 foot tall.
And it's going to look bigger because smaller frame.
Yeah.
We saw LeBron's dick. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Love has a LeBron's dick situation going.
I got a bit about this, man. I'll stick up for it. That number one, compression shorts. Compression shorts will make your dick very, very unimpressive.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then also, that size dick versus that size frame. It's not going to look big.
It's a regulation.
You got to have something that is not of this world. You got to have something that doesn't fit in human beings to have a big looking dick on LeBron James. I heard that. Remember when that Trent Richardson, that rumor came out that he had a sex tape?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that his dick looked like it was from another animal.
It
did not belong on a person.
What was,
Wait, Trent Richardson?
Yeah, I heard Trent Richardson.
Really?
Look like a Charles Haley's type big dick.
God, Charles Haley fucking beating off in front of fucking...
I tell people about Charles Haley and they don't think it's funny at all.
No, it's hilarious. Yeah, it's the funniest thing that I've ever heard. go back into the Fantasy Boy archives and listen to our Charles Haley podcast. Yeah,
Jonathan Martin was crying about being bullied. And Charles Haley would stare into your eyes and talk about fucking your wife as he stroked his dick
to completion
until he came all around the area you're standing in. And, like, that is the most horrific prison behavior.
Yeah.
That is the most horrific prison behavior short of penetration, of violent penetration. And, like, Charles Haley's doing this in an NFL locker room.
Yeah. Charles Haley. NFL Hall of Famer, Charles Haley.
Fantasy That's... Boys Podcast Hall of Famer, Charles Haley.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Oh, he's on the wall.
He's the first one. Yeah, he's the first.
He's no, on the wall.
The first one.
Okay.
And, wait, oh, no, I think we also, Sean Rogers was.
Oh, Sean Rogers. Early. Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz has to be.
Oh, absolutely. All right. I'm going to fucking print out some pictures in the fucking RDP studio. So we have.
Brian, you're on the board.
Charles Haley. Fucking Lenny Kravitz with his dick hanging out.
We should blow up. We should find somebody who's okay with blowing up that picture of Lenny Kravitz's dick, like a big fucking poster size.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wait, I fucking got a vote.
You got one.
Yeah, see.
To do it yourself?
No, I did not.
It's Oh, he's got two now.
Ah, see, I'm telling you. Oh Zach man, Harris. I am going to fucking. I'm.
And Shannon Crutchley.
I don't know who that is. Oh, wait, no.
Those are unbiased votes, maybe.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Those are people who have something against Kevin Love or like Ryan.
And I got it ironically. Because people are watching.
Everybody likes me, ironically.
Hey, guys, you're flying past us and you're not voting. We need you to vote. And be honest.
This is dead serious. He legitimately thinks he's better looking than Kevin Love. We need to put this dick back in his place.
100%. I am better looking than Kevin Love. Kevin Love sucks. And I have a big dick. So...
I think it cuts off as you go. I have a big dick.
We need results.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're at like fucking 50 minutes now.
Cool. Yeah. That sounds like a Indians hit some home runs. And
oh, that's right.
God damn, the Tribe has been fun offensively to watch, and then starting pitching's been fun, but
their bullpen sucks.
And then still, you are getting some really bad outings out of Carrasco, out of Bauer. Tomlin, every time he touches the fucking mound, home run derby, every time.
But fucking Ryan Merritt is back on the DL, and Danny Salazar, they have no solution for the fifth starter other than him trying to get
better. They gotta do something about the bullpen. They gotta make moves.
Well,
let me do that again. Go back and vote. You guys keep flying past it. You're not voting. You gotta vote.
You're not voting right now.
Vote. Go back and vote.
But you
this
should.
Dude legitimately is not a joke. He legitimately thinks he's better looking than Kevin Love. Help us put him in his goddamn place.
No, I am. Oh, you fucking...
Yeah, it's coming down.
I like the burp one better. I'm sad that that didn't work out.
Oh, the burp one's on there.
Oh, is it?
Good. Yeah, the burp one's on there. Just the one that we did to encourage them to go back. Because people click through things and they don't participate. Because I'm not a big titty lady.
It always shocks me that people do participate. What are you giving that person likes for? Why? They don't need them.
I don't know. People do it.
How was your fucking Funny Stop weekend this week?
Funny Stop was great.
Any Fantasy Boys come out?
I mean, nobody that's a fan of the podcast knows, so no boyfriends, but yeah. You did come out on Thursday, so a Fantasy Boy did come out.
That is true.
So every show was great, except for Saturday late for whatever reason. That was a rough crowd.
Yeah, I heard it was.
They weren't all that much fun.
Yeah. That's always the worst when your last show of the week is like the worst show of the week.
Yeah,
like,
it's supposed to be the fucking best.
Yeah, it should be with a bang.
Yeah, I don't know, but like all the other shows were a whole bunch of fun.
Last time I was there, Cody featured for me, and he did on the late show on Friday. He did a fucking ton of crowd work and crushed. And then the first few minutes of my set, that Ryan girl was heckling me, and I had to she took an Uber down there to hang out. Yeah, and then I was like, story. What are you doing here? Like, I was not happy about it. And then she was like slamming drinks at the bar, fucking super drunk, and starts talking to me right as like I'm getting going, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Like not in a funny way. I'm like, Cody, get her, she needs to go. And so then I had to dig out of that hole. And like, it was an okay show.
Damn.
But it was not fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that, and it didn't help that Cody had like had the best set of his entire life that, right before me. So
yeah,
my work was already cut out for me.
Trying to come out. Come Damn back.
Dude. Yeah. But yeah.
I'll be now. Featuring at Hilarities this week for Orny Adams.
Orny's fun.
That's he was in that Seinfeld movie, right?
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Nor have I. I've just heard about it.
Me too.
I've seen it. It's very good.
As I understand it, he catches a pretty bum rap from that movie.
Yes, yes. He does.
But
the, watching it with the commentary on is one of the best things because it's Jerry Seinfeld and Colin Quinn doing DVD commentary. And it's fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Like, it's better than the actual movie. Like,
nice.
I watched that movie a bunch of times when I first started, and then I finally watched it with the commentary on, and it's so fucking good because they're just... Basically, that's where I think Orny's bad reputation came from because they just rip him apart.
Really?
And they're not doing it in like a shitty way. They're doing it in like a comic way. Like the way, like they're not making fun of his jokes. They're making fun of like his mannerisms and stuff like that. Because there's a part where he's getting a taxi ride. And he's like, and like, I'm really out there and I work really hard. And like, people are afraid of me and that's okay. And then Jerry Seinfeld goes, no one's afraid of you.
I mean, that was also like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it was funny. Fucking, like, he's cool when he comes on the air. So,
You know, folks, that was my Colin Quinn impression. I love Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn.
He's the smartest comedian in the world.
Yes. Well, all those, we've talked
about. I'd say before. Most educated, I would say. Like,
Geraldo was probably the
Well, yeah, I'm talking about like alive right now. But like the specials that he's doing right now that are like hour specials.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all like history based Absolutely. And shit like that. They're phenomenal. Like,
yeah.
You can actually learn shit from that dude.
I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, like those fucking, like the Seller comics from the early 2000s are like my fucking. Like,
yeah, the Mount Rushmore.
Do something weird here.
You gotta take your own insulin?
I'm gonna check my ketone level.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Wow,
we're
all
right. We're done.
We're done.
That's thanks, why I'm doing this.
Thanks for listening, fellas.
Hey, Coop and Pee, go Browns.
Coop and Pee, go Browns. We all love you. And this was a fucking good episode. And, you know, like and subscribe. Fucking go fuck yourselves.
Hmm?